Blog Talk Radio.
Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
Hey, yo, bring me 100 bottles.
Yeah.
It's a little dark in here. It's time we light this bitch up. Come on.
Montez.
Oh, you know we had to do the remix, right?
Come on.
The remix. Oh, it's only right.
Let's go. We got potential. I can be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Jam
concert.
In hair like Rihanna.
Clap your hands. The remix.
Held by all, and she won the shot call. Wanna be with the baller. Shot call.
We get money over here.
She won the shot call. Wanna be with the baller.
Hey, Montez.
In the Phantom, thought they seen a ghost. Trying to live life, baby, gon' make it toast. All white drop heads, just me and Flop. My new deal sweeter than piece of rock. I took over the street, didn't miss a block. Did it for NY, baby, shot the big and pop. Can I hit it in the condo? Can I hit it in the morning like Alonzo? Shorty got potential, knew it had to stand for. Ass like Nick, hair like Amber. Coke boy till he buried me. R.I.P. the homie Heavy D.
Got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Jam concert.
Tap your hands to this.
Hair like Rihanna. Shoot
your hands to this.
Held by all, but she won the shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call. Let me tell by all, but she won the shot call. Wanna be with a baller.
Hey, we get money over here, baby.
Shot call. Let me tell by all, but she won the shot call.
Dippin' in the Gotti, billboards in Tokyo, worth about a billion, I still run the city. What you really thought? I wasn't coming through. I invented ballin', the shot callin', the rock boy, top 10 hitter. Like she came with the car, left the lot with her. Can I hit it on a jet? Diddy Rex Ryan, autograph signing. Shorty kinda flashy, I could be a sponsor. Hair like Cassie, shoe game is awesome. We on that Syrah,
the road.
Red berry with the red bottle. NY, we the headliner. Shorty, I'm a baller.
Shot caller.
Put the scoop on a pair of Chuck Taylors. Bought the block, no love for the neighbors. Top down, praying to my Lord and Savior. We on the floor, Pacquiao, world's greatest. Boxing niggas, all I ever did was mobbing weed. Now the crib, 8 mil, that's the way thing. Give me props to keep it real, your man hate. Not the crib, she couldn't get past the landscaping. Cranberry Letterman, I had him handmade. Double M genius, even the band played. Scarface 500 inch flat screen. Stack cream, not a made back,
sure,
Mac green.
I know you can feel the magic, baby. Turn motherfucking lights down. Mexico, what up?
What up, homie?
I mean, it's what you expected, ain't it? Let's go. Turn the music up in the headphones. Yeah, that's perfect. You gotta take your time, make a nigga wait on this motherfucker. Make a nigga mad and shit, like, niggas usually just start rapping after 4 bars, nigga, go in. Start dancing this motherfucker. Yeah, you just come out of nowhere.
I feel like a black public money I got coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood, I got love for them. Can't clean my act good, too much thugging. Probably end up
back in the hood, like fuck it been. Huddling over the oven, we was like brothers then.
What?
Though you was nothing other than the son of my mother's friend. We had covering, who would've thought the love would end? Like ice cold album, all good things. Never thought we'd sing the same song that all hood sing. Thought it was all wood train, all good brain. We wouldn't bicker like the other fools talk good game. Never imagined all the disaster that one could brain, should blame the game. And I could kill or be killed, how could I refrain? Forever being debt, and that's never a good thing. So the pressure for success can put a good strain on a friend you call best, and yes, it could bring out the worst in every person, even the good insane. Though we rehearsed it, it just ain't the same. When you put the game at 8-16, then you mix things like cause, jury, and miss things. Jealousy, ego, and pride, and miss springs. And all to a head like a coin, just a shame. The root of evil strikes again, it's good thing. Now the team got beef between the post and the point. This puts the ring in jeopardy, it's definitely. Black Republican money I got coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood, I got love for them. Can't clean my act up good, too much sucking them.
Nah.
Probably in the back of the hood, I'm like,
I feel like a black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back on the hood, too much love for them.
Nah.
Can't clean my act up for good, too much thugging them. Probably in the back in the hood, I'm like, fuck it then. I'm back in the hood, they like, hey, nah. Blowing on perk, reflecting on they lives. Couple of fat cats, couple of AIs. Dreaming of fly shit instead of them gray skies. Grade 5 pay dives, wishing I rain dives. Pitch sling pies and niggas, they sing why. Guess they ain't strong enough to handle their jail time. Weak minds keep trying, follow the street signs. I'm standing on the roof of my building. I'm feeling the whirlwind of beef I inhale it. Just like an acrobat, ready to hurl myself through the hoops of fire. Sipping 80 proof, bulletproof under my attire. Could it be the forces of darkness against hood, angels of good that form street politics? Makes a sweet honest kid turn illegal for commerce to get his feet out of them converse. That's
my
word.
I feel like a black Republican money keep coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood, I got love for them. Can't clean my act up for good, too much thugging them.
Nah.
Probably in the back of the hood.
I feel like a black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back on the hood, too much love for them. Can't clean my act up for good, too much thugging them. Probably in the back of the hood, I'm like, fuck it then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned into GEI Radio. I am your host, Tone. This is Model Mondays. I got two special guests with me. Latoya, is you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here, too.
Katie, is you with us? What's up? What's up? What's going on, ladies?
Everything's good.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Welcome to GEI Radio again. Like I said, this is Model Mondays. Latoya, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Latoya Love. I'm from Philadelphia. I'm a full-time international model, model coach, and photographer, and boutique owner.
Did her phone cut out? Hello, you still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought your phone got cut out. Katie, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Katie. I'm currently living in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just started modeling. I love it, and I hope to go far with it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to start off with you, Latoya. How did you get into modeling?
I started when I was about 6 years old with a caseworker. She took me to my first job at Foreman Mills. Once I got the job, I continued to get more and more jobs, so I continued to do it for the next 30 years, pretty much. I'm 37.
Wow, 30 years. That's a long time. Katie, how did you get into modeling?
So, actually, about 3 years ago, I tried my first shoot in D.C., and I just met somebody out, and he was like, let's do a shoot, see how good you are behind the camera, well, in front of the camera, since you're usually behind the camera. I used to want to be a photographer as well and graphic designer. And I've recently gotten into makeup, so I decided instead of making up my models, why don't I make up myself and try it out? And that's about it. I mean, I've just been really trying to get printed into magazines, and my hopes would be on to be on a commercial someday. So this is one of my dreams right now, to be on the show.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Now, Katie, how was it doing your first shoot?
Here in Atlanta or in D.C.?
Just your first shoot, period, as a model. How was it doing your first shoot?
It was definitely uplifting. It brings me a lot of confidence to know that someone appreciates my beauty and other people can look at someone else's work as well. And just being in the spotlight, it's actually a calming feeling, not so much stress or tension. It's actually more natural for me now since I've been working with several different photographers. So it was a nice experience, I'd say.
Okay. Latoya, how was your, well, you were six if you can remember. How was your first shoot?
My first shoot, I would say I was nervous. It was an adrenaline rush. I felt like it was butterflies. It was so much going on. I had no clue, no structure, no guidance, no management. It was just pretty much me against the world, and I just went for it. So I say almost every time I get up in front of a camera, I still get nervous because it's a different set. It's a different scene. It's a different feeling, and it's like it's the adrenaline rush that you look for every time you step in front of the camera.
Now, this is a question, of course, for both of y'all. Was this something that you always wanted to do, Latoya, or was you kind of pushed into it, or you always wanted to be a model?
I was pushed into it. I wanted to be a photographer. I used to be a sickly kid that ran around with a disposable camera taking pictures of other kids all the time. And I didn't have the self-esteem that I have now. I didn't think I was that girl that could do it, but I just learned along the way that, you know, self-esteem does take you a long way, and that, you know, it helped me to build the self-esteem that I needed to get to where I am now.
Definitely. Katie, was this something that you always wanted to do, or was you kind of pushed into it?
I would say I put it on the back burner because, you know, I always see other people in front of the camera and on commercials and things like that. I never thought that that could be me. I think as a woman, we're not naturally instilled with self-esteem, so it's something you have to learn. And so I would say no, that's not something I used to picture myself doing, but once I got into it, it just became a natural feeling.
Now, I heard both of you say that you wanted to be photographers. Do you... Katie, do you still shoot while you model now too, or you just gave up on the photography thing?
I wouldn't say I gave up on it, but I definitely put it aside. Right now I just want to focus on, you know, becoming a better model. I don't want to have so many different hobbies that I'm doing and not making myself like an expert at one of them. So I put it on the back burner for now, but I mean, the other day I had to kind of help a photographer adjust the setting for my own picture, but that was kind of bad.
Okay. Latoya, same question. Being that you model, you say you wanted to be a photographer. Do you still shoot?
I still shoot as a photographer. I like to shoot more scenery. I like the landscapes, the flowers, the trees, the animals, the wildlife, trails, waterfalls, creeks. I feel like the more you learn in the industry, the more different parts you get to know. It makes you a better model, a better person in the industry. It makes you, well, more aware, more conscious about what's going on behind the scenes other than what's going on in front of the scene. It gives you more knowledge of everything that's going on all the way around the board. And when you can tell the photographer your own lighting, that makes you like really an asset because he has to do less now. Now he knows right what to do. So it's better for me to have a broader band and to take it all on and just learn everything I can.
Definitely. Now, I'm gonna ask you, Latoya, what's the best thing about modeling to you?
For me, the best thing is being able to help other people, being able to teach and coach of all ages, especially the young ones, the the influenceable ones, the ones that really admire me. They look up to me, and I can coach them about everyday life situations that I've experienced outside of modeling. I feel like they motivate me as much as I motivate them to push forward. So that's my favorite part, is really working with the younger kids.
And Katie?
I like working with the other people, and I also like making the photographers happy of their own art. It's always a great feeling when they're like, oh, yeah, that's a perfect shot, or, oh, okay, hold it right there. Because it's like, okay, just by me moving, I didn't know that's what they were looking for. And it helps them get known, it helps me get known, and it helps us both grow in our own industries. So that's what I would say.
Now, Katie, what's the worst thing about modeling?
Having to accept that we're not perfect, you know, like no one's perfect. And I would say for me as a woman, there's insecurities about my body, and having to get past that and just be proud of who I am and know that, you know, I'm not going to stop just because of an insecurity. I just have to work through it. So that definitely is one of the worst feelings, I'd say, is having to face my flaws like every day, but just something to work through.
Okay. Latoya, what is the worst thing about modeling?
I would say those 3 o'clock morning shoots, those 5 a.m. shoots, like having to be up early in the morning and full makeup, and your eyes gotta be open and bright and ready to go. Like, I'm a morning person. I'm just not used to that kind of early morning. And I would say in the flights, when you gotta take a flight in the airport that's not working with you, like, it's just, those are the two things that make me want to scream, like, oh no.
What? Let me ask you this, Latoya. What's the hardest place to shoot? Is it indoors or outdoors?
I would say the outdoors is the hardest because of all the different elements. You can't control the weather. You can't control what goes on outside, nature, other people, paparazzi taking, you know, selfie pictures. You know, you got to worry about so many different things. Going on, where you going to get dressed at. At the same time, it's also my favorite because I love the outdoors. I love the good weather, the sun. So it's a give and take for me for the outdoors.
What you say, Katie?
I was thinking indoors because you're trying to make that perfect lighting, but it also depends on what time of day or, as Latoya said, you know, the weather outside. So it really differentiates between the day, the time, the season. But right now, if it was sunny out, I mean, if it was morning time and sunny outside, I would prefer to be outside because the lighting is more, I mean, it's already preset for you. You don't have to, you know, plug in anything, put on a switch.
Yeah.
Like, I would say outside in the morning time, but yeah.
When I go to shoot and I watch the photographer shoot and stuff, I always felt like indoors is like hard to do, not only for the photographer, but for the model, because it's just a backdrop. So you gotta get super creative with, like you say, with outside. You got everything to work with. I mean, it's so much to work with outside. So I always thought shooting indoors is like would be super hard if I was a model or a photographer. We gotta. Caller, let me get this caller before I answer the next question. 4693 GI Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Good.
Hello.
My name's Trizzy the Mouth. I was just calling to show Latoya some love tonight.
Hey, Trizzy, how you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Not a problem. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up? Great.
You
great,
got a question for us tonight?
When did you realize that this is what you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
I realized, I would say, about 6 years ago. I was working with some kids, and they had disabilities, and I realized that I made a difference. You know, before I thought I was just some local model just taking pictures that had a hobby. But once I seen people knew who I was and people actually respect my craft and the things I was doing and they were following in my footsteps, it made me want to change a lot of my ways, my negative things I had saw about myself, and just do better things.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, a lot of people don't take their craft as something they want to wake up and do every day. That's why I asked that question, because I follow you and I watch you move, and you only elevate every year. Every time I see a picture, is getting better and better. And this is someone that you can tell that really loves what they're doing and takes pride in what they're doing, because your pictures be on point. Your things are on point. You're never repetitive. You're always being very outside the box. And this is, like I say, this comes from somebody that wants it. Someone that don't want it, you see them pop up every once in a while, and they claim to be something they're not. I mean, you claim what you are, and you hold it down very respectfully, and I salute you.
Thank you, and I enjoyed working with you, and I do enjoy what I do. And people like you and everybody, they inspire me to keep going, because I doubt myself a lot. I do. I'm like anybody else. It's just, every day is a different day. These younger girls are pulling it through these days, and milk is, like, really good for them these days. So I need to hear those words, you know?
Yes, indeed. Well, I just wanted to call and show you some love, man. Not a problem. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. And Happy New Year to y'all.
You too. Keep it up.
I made a mistake and cut her off. Oh, now my next question, it's funny he touched on that, because that was one of going to be my next question is, and I'll start with you, LaToya. How do you come up with your concepts? Is it, do the photographers already have them, or is it something that you bring to the table too, or y'all work together?
We work together 99.9% of the time. Usually when somebody contacts me, we'll talk as much as possible about concepts, location, what's at that location, what to bring. I'll shoot them pictures of the outfit if I need to. They'll tell me what colors, what kind of jewelry, if they want jewelry. Sometimes they'll even tell me how they prefer my hair, makeup. So we coordinate just about every little detail to make it perfection, and I prefer as much details as possible. That way I put as much of my own imagination into it as possible and get in the character.
And how about you, Katie?
So since I'm just starting out, I've actually, as I mentioned earlier, I've been doing my own makeup. So along with my own makeup, I style myself. I'd like to get a stylist, but that'll come. So as far as poses, I'm learning, so I'll do something, and if the photographer likes it, we shoot it. If not, they'll usually help me incorporate their own idea, and then we kind of mix it together. And, props and things like that. I mean, I work with what I have there, and concepts. If I reach out to a photographer, then I'll ask them what they're looking for so I can build them up as well as my own portfolio. Sometimes they already have so many repetitive different backgrounds or scenes or the same location they shoot at all the time. They want to try something new. So it depends on the photographer, I would say, and if there's a specific project they're working on.
Okay. Now, I always ask models this, because this is like the most important thing, because in any business, you know, you got snakes and crooks and, you know, bad people. And LaToya, I'll start with you. How do you pick your photographers?
I have personal photographers I like to work with on a regular basis, especially for like portfolio type stuff or personal type stuff. And then the paid ones, of course, you're taking a chance. You don't really know any of these people from a can of paint or from Facebook and Instagram. You don't really know them. But I like to take somebody with me. When it's not a public shoot, I'll take a security, a driver, a friend, a relative for protection. If I get any weird vibes from them, I'll leave. Like, no hesitation at all. Like, I don't play around with it. I don't take a chance on my own life, my own health or safety. Anything that looks awkward, I just roll out. It's time to leave.
And Katie, you just starting, but how would you pick your photographers?
Well, I mean, I found you guys because I was reaching out to people, and the first photographers that I worked with, I had my fiance go with me, and I always make sure it's like in a lit area, you know, like if it's in public, I have to make sure that people are there. Like we're not in the middle of like the woods or something crazy. And I would say from the first few shots, I'll know if they're getting me, you know, if they're creepy or what, because that's what happened in my very first shoot is the guy seemed to be more interested in me than the actual work that I was trying to do. So I left. I mean, it was just, that's kind of what made me put modeling aside. And it really matters who you're working with, because they made that big of an impact on my decision to do modeling as a whole. Who I'm working with now, I feel very comfortable with, and I'm shooting with new photographers. And yeah, I would say if I have a bad feeling, like I don't feel forced to be there, so I'll definitely just walk out. But so far, I feel pretty comfortable.
Exactly. LaToya, for up and coming models, being that you've been modeling for so long, what are some of the things to look for when you're looking for a when you're going to work with a new photographer? What are some of the things to look for, like if he does this or if he say this, if this happens, can you put that out there?
If he asks you a lot of personal questions that have nothing to do with your photo shoot and your concept, if he asks you questions about your relationships, if he is sending you concepts that have nothing to do with your portfolio, like if you're a fashion model but he's sending you all complete nude exotic work, then he's not interested in you. He's interested in you being nude. There's all kinds of different signs. It's like when you're working with a photographer, it's the same thing as when you're meeting a guy for the first time. You just got to keep your eye open and be aware of everything.
Definitely. I always tell models, like, because I hear a lot of photographers say, like, come by yourself, don't bring nobody. And that's always a red flag. Like, I really don't see why you would not want her to bring somebody, whether it's another woman or a man, whatever the case may be. So I always tell models, like, if they say that, I wouldn't go. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it. They, you know, they say because a lot of times –
I've had that happen where a guy asked me to not bring an escort to the shoot, and I talked to him about it. We had several discussions about it, and it was mainly because he felt like most of the models that he worked with didn't have a lot of experience, and they kind of got clammed up and stiff when they had an escort around, when they had their brother, cousin, mom, somebody that's going to judge them. So they couldn't be open and free in front of the camera like they normally would do. So sometimes that can be a problem when it comes to that. But I would suggest having him sit out, having your escort or whoever sit out in the hallway or in the car somewhere close by instead of actually in the studio. If you need to leave, you should be able to leave. Somebody sitting right there so you can do what you have to do. So the door shouldn't be locked at any time. So, you know, I understand the concept of not wanting him there, but at the same time, it is up to the girl's discretion on what she's comfortable with.
Yeah. Now, I can understand, like, if you're doing a lingerie shoot and he'd be like, you know, you might not want to bring your boyfriend because you're not going to get a husband, but you should be able to bring somebody else with you. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to bring your homegirl, your sister, somebody else with you. The fact that they say nobody is, like, crazy to me. I think
and those
weird
are the ones you do got to watch out for. I'm not saying that that's always the case, but a lot of times that is a red flag.
Definitely. Next question. How important is social media, Katie, to modeling, to what you do?
Actually, being a beginner, I would say it's extremely important, because if I don't have, like, a website or what I guess is called a comp card, I don't even have one yet, then it's like, okay, so people see me out. I want to shoot with them. How can they get in contact? How can they see the work that I've done to know that I'm not wasting their time, to know that I'm going to, you know, better them as well or give them good exposure? So I feel like everyone should be on social media nowadays if you're trying to be in business at all, because that's how people communicate. That's how you can get reviews that are free. That's how you can do surveys without having to send out a survey and things like that. And, yeah, I mean, I just give people my name. They look it up and they can see me. If they want to work with me, great. If not, then I'm sure there'll be another person. And I can see the photographer's work as well. So I can know who they're working with, what their aim is. I can already kind of pick up, you know, the type of photographer they are just by seeing their Instagram. That's kind of like their portfolio for me.
Okay. Latoya, how important is social media to what you do?
I agree 100%. If without social media, I probably wouldn't be as far as I am today. It gave me a lot of opportunities. I've met a lot of people through Instagram and Facebook and MySpace when that first came out. It gave me my start as far as social media go, because it took me a lot further than my neighborhood. It was a lot more people that get to see me outside of the industry that know me and just like my art. So for me, social media, it gave me the boost that I needed.
Okay. Now, as far as social media goes, Latoya, what are some of the do's and don'ts as an entertainer, model, artist of posting on your page?
Do's would be do post every day as much as possible. Promote the people that are promoting you, working with you, supporting you. Stay active with your friends, your fans, people that admire you. Try to stay as positive and current as possible on your page. Don'ts would be try not to be too personal. Try not to put your relationship status up there. Try not to put your different boyfriends and dates up there, your kids' drama, family drama. Try not to argue with people on social media, especially people in the industry. Try not to get blocked on Facebook, because then you can't communicate and you can lose jobs that way. So, of course, follow the rules and regulations. And, again, if it's your model page and your industry page, don't add your kids if you have them, because those are your kids and they don't need to see everything you do. You're a grown person. Keep something separate and something for family.
Okay, great. Katie, what are some of the do's and don'ts to post on social media?
Do's would be keep it professional. Whoever you work with, make sure you give them credit in some form. Like if you're doing, I forgot what it was called, but I call it exchange exposure work. So I'll do a shoot. I'm not getting paid for it, but I am, you know, getting exposure as a model, and I'm also giving credit back to the photographer. So make sure you give credit to who it is. Keep it professional. Like she said, I mean, pretty much the same thing, but professional in the sense that, I mean, just make sure you can even spell. Like, present your way, present yourself the way that you want to be perceived, I would say. And I'm really big on networking there, but I don't want to share every single address where I am. I would be very careful about that, because although you do want people to recognize you, you don't want the wrong people to recognize you, you know, people that are having bad intentions. So make sure that you don't get too comfortable with sharing every location that you're at. And that would be, I don't know, but that's all I can really think of. I love
that's
being on Instagram, but careful, you know.
Latoya, do you check your DM or inboxes? I know a lot of models, like a lot of people I talk to, male and female, they just don't even bother checking their DMs or inboxes.
I do. It's just I got like 20 different pages. So, and I favor like the most recent pages more, because I want to build that network up on that page. So I'll stay on like the last two most recent pages the most. So I might, you know, skip my messages by accident. I do have managers that also have access to my inbox sometimes. So I might not see the alert because they've already answered it. But for the most part, I'm on social media every day talking to everyday people. I think it's important to communicate back.
Katie, do you check your inbox or DM?
I do. That's how a lot of my connections are made. And I do get those people that are just like, you know, I don't know them. They have bad intentions, so I block a lot, I'll be honest. But as far as checking DMs for, like, photo shoots and things like that, I've had several set up through there. And I think it's a great way to communicate with somebody because you don't have to get out your phone number if you're not comfortable yet. And a lot of people are on social media, as mentioned earlier. So I think it's great. As long as it's not spam.
Latoya, how often should a model shoot?
I would say as often as possible. Every location is different. So as often as possible, just to build her own portfolio, just to stay fresh in the game, just to work on our own flaws, you know, practice makes perfect. So that's how I hit them poses, is by practicing them and getting, trying them out. And so it's good to see what you look like on camera. You got to stay fresh, so it's good to keep producing stuff out there.
Definitely. What you think, Katie?
I think that's great advice. I feel like the more that I've been shooting, the more I'm learning just by working with different people. So I wouldn't say as a beginner to stick with the same people for everything. I think, people should try, models should try out other photographers, other locations, different styles, like even for yourself, you don't have to be in your everyday clothes. Like I had my hair in braids the other day. I don't wear it like that all the time. I have it curly. I mean, you just switch it up and you see where you can get the best shot on both ends.
Now, I'm going to keep it with you, Katie. Being that so many people are claiming to be models was on social media, how do you separate yourself from those who say that they are models from people that are actually modeling and really putting in the work?
From what you just said is you have to put in the work. Like, I think taking selfies and all that, I mean, it's cute, it's great. You know, you're showing your face, you're getting comfortable with yourself and the camera. But going in front of a professional and networking is a big thing, I would say. That's how I separate myself, is I don't just stick on my phone or take pictures by myself. I get in front of people. I go to different places. I try different styles. And I have goals with it. Like, it doesn't just stop at wanting to be a model. There's different places I could fit in the industry than other than just saying I'm a model.
Okay, Latoya.
I don't try to separate myself from them in any way. At the same time, I don't want to bring myself down to a level that I'm not on. So I just hope that my resume and my pictures provide the evidence and the proof that I need, that put me on the pedestal that I need to be on. You know, I'm hoping that that's good enough right there.
Definitely. Keep the question with you, Latoya. How important is networking, not just on social media, but like you say, traveling, getting out to events? How important is that for being a model?
It's the industry itself. It's like, if you don't invest in traveling or invest in just getting out there and meeting people and talking to people and shaking hands, then you're not exposing yourself to your real potential. You have to expose yourself to different people and opportunities, and you're not going to have those opportunities until you put yourself in a place where people see you. If you stay still, you're not going anywhere. You have to move. You have to push yourself to go to different places and see different things. And it's like you want people to on Facebook to get to know you, but you're not reaching out to them. You have to go to them sometimes. You have to shake a couple hands. You have to sign a few autographs. You have to take a few ugly pictures. But at the end of the day, your job is to speak to these people and to get out there and get to know these people in the best way possible. Networking is the industry itself.
Katie?
Can you ask the question again?
How important is networking, not just social media, but actually getting out and about?
Oh, I mean, I set up my connections through social media, and then I go to them, because the whole goal for me making a connection is to eventually meet that person or meet that company and work with them and see what we can create. So without communication in general, what are you trying to accomplish? I mean, you need other people to help you get to where you want to go. I mean, as much as some people think that they don't, I really disagree. I think it's great to work with others, and then you both can get to the same place or get to where you want to be. So networking is really big. I haven't traveled yet with it. I hope to in the future. But currently I'm just traveling around Atlanta or around Georgia in general, and I love it. I'm meeting different people. I don't want to work with the same people all the time. I know who my home is, you know, my home group of people, but I definitely enjoy meeting people.
Can I ask something? When you travel, sure. it builds your horizons, it builds culture, it builds your imagination, and when you're getting ready for the new shoes, the future shoes, you have a new way of looking at things, you have a new insight. You just have a different view. If you stay local, then you just have your local view on what you see on TV and magazines. When you experience it yourself, you become more appreciative of everything around you, other situations, and you just become more aware of what other people are going through. So when you do your next shoot, it's like you're more prepared and you're ready.
Definitely. I always say any chance you get to travel, you know what I'm saying, do it, even if it's just the next state over. Like you said, if you just stuck in this one box, I mean, you're going to keep doing the same exact thing and it's going to get boring. You know what I'm saying? So that's for not just modeling, that's for anybody. I mean, just if you got an opportunity to travel and see the world, do it. You know what I mean? Get out and about. Talk to different people, see different people's story. You know what I mean? You meet people with different stories, and it helps you build as a person too.
Yeah.
Now, Latoya, what type of model would you say you are?
I would say I'm a high fashion model, a couture model. I like to bring unique to the shoot. You give me something simple, I'm going to make it look different. Just by the way I pose, just by the way I wear it. So I would say I'm a high fashion couture model.
Okay. Katie?
I would say I'm aiming to be a print model, and I'm random. My poses are just, whatever comes to me, whatever I have on me as far as clothing or jewelry, and I just use it to my advantage and just try to nail it every time.
Awesome. Now, Katie, so far as being a model, what are some of the things you were able to accomplish?
I was signed recently to GEI, and I was told that I should be published soon, but I'm not sure. I have to get that confirmation. So, and also, just personally with myself, I'm starting to just feel more confident in what I do, and I would say I'm also growing as a person.
Okay. Latoya?
Accomplishments. I also signed with GEI Models recently. I've done fashion shows. I have done magazine publications in Vanquish Magazine, Exquisite Magazine, like maybe 30 different magazines or more, radio shows, Power 99, 103.9, The Fanatic. I've done all kinds of events, trophies, bikini contests. I've won thousands of dollars. Recently, I won a $10,000 bikini contest, and I won a slingshot car. So, and trips around the world are priceless. So it's definitely been lots and lots of benefits to the game.
Definitely. Latoya, if you can shoot with any model in the game, whether they're celebrities or not, who would it be and who would you get to shoot it?
Hands down, it would have to be Beyonce because she's the baddest. She's just number one in photographer. Ooh, that's a hard one. I probably could name 20 and they would all have to show up. I don't even know where to start because I don't want to make nobody mad.
Name five. If you and Beyonce is on the beach and you can pick five of photographers to shoot y'all, name five.
I'm going to have to say my friend Craig Akins in Jersey. I met him in Costa Rica. Jonathan Ellerby, Dana from GEI. Ivan Hicks, Paul Green. Was that five?
I think that's
five. Dennis Mosley and Michael Armitis.
That was six. All right, we'll let you slide. Katie, if you could shoot with any model in the world, celebrity or, you know, up and coming, who would it be and who would be the photographer?
Okay, I hope I can pronounce her name right. Gigi Hadid. I think she's just really unique in her shoots. And she nails it every time, I would say. And I would have to think about the photographer. I really liked shooting with the God MD the other day. He goes by Devante, I believe.
He's
really, really dope. And I feel like he has the editorial and magazine look in all of the pictures. So that's who I would pick right now.
Okay, dope. Latoya, what advice would you give to an upcoming model that's trying to make it?
Invest in yourself. Before anybody, you expect anybody else to invest in you. Make sure you invest in yourself first. Make sure you're capable of coming to this set completely prepared. Make sure you're coming to this set ready to work, ready to pose, ready to stand for hours. Invest in your training. Read magazines. Look at music videos. Watch your favorite idols and invest in education and in your craft. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
Definitely. Katie?
I love that. And never give up. Just keep trying and educate yourself. Like, people think that, you know, with modeling, oh, you're just posing. No, I mean, you got to learn the different techniques. You have to practice as well. And at the same time, make sure you do take time for yourself, not just like, I agree with investing in yourself, but take time. If you're not ready, if you don't think, you know, you're comfortable or whatever, don't rush into things. I could probably have a different answer once a few more.
I left out one question. I'm sorry. I got one more question for y'all. And Latoya, I'll let you go first. What is your favorite type of shoot? Basically,
nude.
The perfect shoot.
The perfect shoot for me is naked somewhere but implied, only because I feel like most people have a problem with nudity, that they're too conservative, they're religious, or they're embarrassed, or they don't have the confidence. And I just feel like once you're naked, it takes away everything you can hide from. So just be confident, comfortable, and be you. So for me, being naked is the ultimate test. When you're in front of a camera in a room full of makeup artists and hair designers and photographers and lighting, like just to be the only one naked and posing and comfortable, that's the ultimate test when you can do that.
Katie?
I would say I have a really creative mind, so something just off the wall, like, I don't know, if my hair's wet and I'm, like, in an alley, just something different, something that's not your average, you know, every day you're outside or you're near the shopping mall or whatever, whatever people like to look at, just something different, I would say. I'm hoping to do that soon.
Okay, okay. Well, ladies, I appreciate you joining me on the show, dope answer. Y'all did a great job. Let the people know where they can find you at. LaToya, you can go first, social media, website, all that.
LaToya Love, you can find me on Instagram, LaToya Love 215. You can find me on Facebook under LaToya Seduction or LaToya Love. Thanks for having me, Jonathan, and thanks for including me, GEI.
Katie?
For me, I'm MKVINC, it's MKV Inc. on Instagram. Facebook, I'm not too active on there, but you can definitely follow me on Instagram. And I'm also a brand ambassador for Big Dreamers Apparel and Clothing, so you could see me there soon on their website, their Instagram or Facebook, Big Dreamers. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, you could DM me, like I mentioned earlier on Instagram, or email me at Caitlin@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much. I really enjoyed talking with you. And I got a lot from this, so I hope to implement it soon.
Nice talking to you.
And you can find me on IG at GEI_tone. Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can go to www.geieverything.blogspot.com to find everything about GEI. Again, thank y'all for joining me. This is each and every Monday is Model Mondays. We're going to have two different models on, speaking on the industry and stuff like that. So, again, thanks for all the callers, the models. Keep doing y'all thing. Y'all did y'all thing on this show today, so salute. See y'all next Monday.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Thank you.
And regardless to how much power you have, when God sends prophets and messengers, they don't care nothing about your power because they come from the power.
Rare nigga, I'm a wonder. Your best success is my worst blunder. Fed tap the number. Jerry Jacqueline Onassis could appreciate we to alleviate the pain. Eddie Kane, Richard Pryor, pinky ring. Watch your conduct, nigga. Throw parties for my niggas that's living, you guessed it. Models, y'all keep them if they anorexic. Love them but can't trust them. Hate them but won't bust them. Caking and saving, spinning, wasting is like a custom. Tat the hieroglyphics, lipstick on the collar. I got more to lose than you do, but I'm a rider. When did the rules change? Y'all living trendy on pennies, meeting deadlines with ease, no gain. You fire on butane, Gator Tim's ostrich belts. These be the times that I surprise myself. My niggas looking like black crows at packed shows. The Don voice stays pristine like I'm still 17.
I'm rich, black, African, rocking the golden Mac. Sterling leather, Gucci leggings on my back. Willy Bostic, hoodlum in the trench. Rinse these niggas, 86 gazelles, dice in their defense. Mike Tyson, disciple, trifle when my pen is a rifle. 16 ways to shoot you through your Chrysler Duke. Exhaling with niggas, the jails argue. Bring the best niggas to the table, I stick four of my whales on you. Custom wooded speakers, rock releases. Run from polices, dump on creases. Holidays with preachers, stainless steel watches. Ostrich turtlenecks, here's the deal. If we can't come in, they can't have a fail. Bones and Cisco murder instrumentals. Cayenne horse rap, how many horses live official? I run with generals who flash Uzis in interviews. My shit is beating flop swimming.
Verse
through.
Two gotta be all murder, just like the first verse. Tim Jello like the hair on a Malibu surfer. Yellow like my Harry Winston glistening on B. Yellow like New York City piss stained concrete.
Right, who voted toasting in the wind? Las Vegas Otis, what you know? Leave it right here. We goats in the Lotus. Put a package on your head, be promoted. Cheese in effect, paying these dumb fucking D's off the donuts.
I hate to see you acting like a slave. To get an advance here, an advance there, because somebody else controls your destiny.
Hey yo, I'm rich, black, umbrella, calico, Captain West Craven with a blade in the black. I'm hood ornaments, junkies win awards in my tournaments. My shit is listed like informant's pick. You know we order hits. Planes flying, niggas is sure to get you. Whether in Costa Rica, Lisa, she's sure to twist you. Eating shallow mane with chopsticks, Glocks with aim, watermelon chips. Pop some pain for all the riches. Niggas forcing out they feelings, kid. Whether in hallways or the boats, now fillers, kid. Out in Alaska in the Athens, remember my passion. Hungry wolf who never eaten his castles. Bolivian connects, restless, yeah. Chef ambidextrous, quick to back you in like the Lexus shit. Hunted by the FBI, we gracious. More demonstrations, shit is tough, milk the carnation.
Dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga.